This object comes from the so-called Robert Noel collection that was originally housed by Galton's eugenics laboratory at UCL. The object's official title or description are deliberately not on this page, because first, we would like you to describe the man yourself. Do you think he was hardworking? Funny? Trustworthy? Do you think he used to drink? Or maybe gamble? The truth is, we do not know. However, if you had read the real object title first, your assumptions would have probably been quite negative, since this cast represents the face of a man executed for murder. Murderers' heads have attracted public attention since as early as at least the Middle Ages. They were put on pikes on bridges, think of the London Bridge for example, and city walls as a warning, but also perhaps as some kind of pre-phrenological specimens. This is what a murderer looks like. This evident interest in distinguishing the criminal class from the intellectual class can very well explain why UCL, as well as other institutions, were so keen on getting a copy of Brown's skull, as well as casts of other heads.